Hey everybody, welcome back to another show. I'm John Swicky, and today we've got just some, you know, fun little updates to go over. We got some stuff from ChatGPT, we got an update from Google and Meta today, so some tiny little updates from the big guys. So first up, we've got 6 updates for ChatGPT, and they're going to start rolling out to people over the coming week. So the first one is prompt examples. So at the beginning of a new chat, you get to see kind of some example questions that you can ask. I think that's going to be super helpful for people new to this, trying things out for the first time, right? A little brainstorm help is always good. So I think that'll be a welcome addition. And then next up, we've got suggested replies. So, you know, you're deep in a conversation. You get three little boxes that pop up after a response suggesting some potential follow-ups. I like that. I think Poe.com uses that pretty well. You know, I don't use them a lot, but at least, again, it kind of helps the thought process out a lot. And I think, you know, depending on where you want to go in your conversations, you know, I think there's a value to have those there. So I think that's awesome. And then next up, we've got ChatGPT-4 by default. So for plus subscribers, you know, I didn't really know how much I did this until they turned this on. So if you just constantly use GPT-4, they won't switch you back to GPT-3.5. It kind of goes through whatever the last thing you picked was. You know, it saves an extra click, but I really actually noticed a difference on that one pretty quickly. And next up, we've got multiple files for the code interpreter. So you can now upload more. They didn't say kind of a limit here, but you can now upload quite a few apparently. So let's see. We'll have to test this out. I know you were able to use zip files in the past, but now I guess this will just let you upload straight files without zipping them up. So awesome, right? Always like to see the code interpreter get some updates, so that is exciting. And the next two are stay logged in longer. You will no longer be logged out every 2 weeks. I never noticed. It just always felt like a normal, you know, you get logged out of things, so I don't know, that never bothered me. And then keyboard shortcuts, this could be really cool. For a lot of for the folks that love the shortcuts, there's a way to get the full list once you're in ChatGPT. We'll include a link to this option thing too, so you can take a look at the update this week. So, you know, it's nice to see them working on the product. It's nice to see them, you know, think about some of these micro interactions or think about ways to kind of improve the workflow and the conversation, especially now. You know, mobile apps are out there, so it's nice to see that there's going to be some updates there, because I feel like, you know, it's something I use every day, but it's still nice to see, again, nothing major, but just like, you just kind of quality improvements, you know, get pushed out the door. So that's kind of nice. So also too, this week, and this kind of goes a little bit with the last update, Perplexity AI, which I haven't tried it yet. It's, you know, it's an awesome, awesome app. One of my favorites. You know, it's kind of search, yeah, a little more search engine-y, right, than most things. It'll kind of go out, do some searches for you. Usually kind of like a recap answer with cited sources. So definitely check them out. And you can kind of search Reddit. You can kind of go deeper with Wikipedia. You can kind of go across all of the internet, which is nice. So, but they added a file upload feature. So let's upload a PDF with a file name. I have no idea what this is. What is the main topic of this PDF? Let's see. So the main topic of this PDF is a proposal for a new architecture of large language models called RetNet. So you can see that was super fast to kind of recap your PDF. So one thing I always like to try to do, so if you aren't, you know, we talk a lot about things behind paywalls, but if you're not using any paywalls at the moment, I mean, not using any subscriptions, there are ways you can kind of play around some of this functionality for free. So Perplexity lets you upload a text or a PDF file, and you get a couple per day, which is kind of nice. So you can try those things out and see how it works in your workflow before you spend any money. So try it out. And also Claude too has some free uploads as well. So if you're looking for that, take a look at Claude as well. All right. Sneaky little update from Google. So their generative AI powered search experience, which definitely needs a better name, got three big updates this week. So they are now, so for those that actually don't know, the generative AI powered search experience, which that's a mouthful, it's an opt-in feature. There's like a little lab. If you're logged in your Google account, you can kind of a little top right here. And for those listeners, it's just top right here next to your sign in button where you can opt into this. So this is still opt in at the moment, but now they're going to be populating those AI search results with more videos and more images. So, you know, for those, you know, just YouTube, you know, your YouTube videos just got more important, and there's going to be more image content in there as well. They also increase speed. Now, this is probably, I would probably say the biggest knock on the product was it just always felt like it took just a little too long. There's a little bit of being impatient for it. It just felt like you were just waiting because everything else was just so fast. So it says it's reduced the time in half. So that's pretty awesome. And then, so they also now are going to start citing sources and adding more links to the roundup, which is going to be really, really important, I think, going forward for also getting traffic, right, to some of our properties out there. So some of the stuff that we're working on. So those three updates are going to make this much more of like, you know, compelling, you know, use case, right? And I think if they get the speed up and if they get, you know, better content in there, more rich content, you know, they haven't said anything, but this does feel like the kind of the natural next iteration of search. So it'll be interesting to see if it ever gets not opt in, right? So, but awesome to see some updates come out for this, you know, so quickly as well. So you can sign up.
There's a little details.
Guys, sorry everybody, doing this for you. Those of y'all sneak up on me. But we'll link to this blog post, which will detail on how to sign up for Search Labs. Like I said, this is opt in. So, you know, I think especially now with these updates, I think it's totally worth popping in and seeing what's going on. So, all right. And finally, we've got AudioCraft from Meta. So we talked a couple weeks back about a different product they had called Music Gen. Now, this is, I think, much more about sounds than it is about, how do I get these examples? Yeah, this is much more about sound generation than actual music generation. So, you know, there's example of a siren and a humming engine approach and pass. I don't know if I have a way to play these, but, you know, this one's whistling with the wind blowing. Sounds awesome. I mean, it sounds like somebody walking around whistling, recording into their phone. Like, it sounds really, really good. Typing on typewriter. Sirens. Let's see. Railroad crossing. And again, you know, I'll probably read a little deeper into this. It looks like here's all of the code. And doesn't look like there is any
UI up yet.
There might not be, but I just want to take a quick peek. But I mean, those examples I thought were were incredible. Hopefully somebody's able to get this up online. So I want to try to run a quick demo. I may even do it myself if it's easy enough. But super awesome stuff. Weird to say that, you know, Facebook's music and sound AIs are just incredible. Not the product I thought they would be open sourcing, but yeah, it's really good stuff. Really good stuff. So looks like that might be it for us this week. So we got some ChatGPT, to recap, we got ChatGPT updates. We got some file uploading Perplexity. We got Google rolling out a couple little features for the search. See, I can't even say it. Search experience. Generative AI search experience and search. And we got Facebook leading the game with audio generation. So, all right, that should do it for us, everybody. Thanks again for joining us this week, and we will see you next time.